The whole transplant system needs to be disrupted. Here's why. To start with, you need living organs from a dead person. Well, think. How dead can you be if your organs are still alive? The logic of brain death is a catch-22-1. We shouldn't talk about organ donation. We should talk about sacrifice instead. Homo sacrificus. This is the foundation of organ transplant, lads. But, you know, better leave that ugly and embarrassing truth unspoken. The worst things happen when you make someone believe he's entitled, has the right, to have something, a vital organ, from somebody else, and he ends up not having it, while others end up having it. Because of the immunodrug money, Big Pharma, propaganda says transplant is standard procedure medicine, and everybody should be granted the right to standard medicine, of course. For the sake of Big Pharma money, you create situations of unbearable frustrations. People do go mad. I've seen the wife of a kidney transplant patient. Well, she used to be a colleague of mine, actually. The patient died after 5 kidney transplants. The couple's life was hell. But now he's dead, what a relief. And his wife keeps harping on the same string, complaining that people are not generous, and that it's such a shame. Had her husband been able to get a 6th kidney from somebody else, he'd still be alive. The woman hates anybody who want to prove blindly and hastily and say, yes, yes, of course, you're so right. Shame, shame. Blame the egoistic people dying with their organs. How dare they? I know a transplant surgeon in France, Strasbourg. He keeps calling patients waiting for transplant in the middle of the night. You need to be here right now. We've got a dead person for you. A catch-22 brain-dead person, that is, his or her family or next of kin haven't even had time to give consent to any organ donation of some kind. They don't even realize their beloved one is catch-22 dead, that is, dying. They are just in a state of shock. Then, still in the middle of the night, the very sick transplant patient, a woman, frantically makes a round of phone calls, triumphing phone calls, that is. I'll get my new kidney, liver, lungs, whatever. I'll be able to pick up Amy from school very soon, before rushing to hospital with her husband. Then, at around 6 a.m., while they are uncomfortably waiting for someone to finally die, seated in some kind of anonymous waiting room, and have been waiting for a while, some nurse will inform them that the vital organs are being transplanted right now into some other people's body, not hers. The sad truth, if the woman is already too sick for the transplant to work, but nobody will tell her. People need hope, so give them hell. In the gloomy early morning, the couple, a nervous wreck, drive back home saying, we'd have been better off sleeping in our bed. I could tell you thousands of true stories like this one. Sorry stories, won't you agree? Anyway, this reminds me of last year's Google new phone released to the market in November 2012. Only there were very few of those. Google got out of stock very quickly, within a few days or hours, I don't remember exactly. Restocking only took place end of February 2013. In between, people went mad. They just went mad with frustration. It was only a phone, and the waiting period only lasted for a few months. The whole transplant system reminds me of that story called How to Kill a Frog, Pr- pretty easy. Put it in lukewarm water, it won't escape. Then gradually increase the water's temperature. The frog will be dead before it knows it. See? Awfully easy. Now, I know some transplant surgeons in my family will read this post and yell at me, "Stop that froggy business!" "Excuse me," says Big Bang theorist Sheldon Cooper, "whose froggy business are we talking about?"